This is the Eating with Wisdom exercise. In this exercise, we'll explore the impulse to eat, start to take back the initiative in our relationship with food, connecting with the inner understanding or wisdom that knows what's best for us. The exercise is best done when you haven't eaten for a while. You'll need to have some food in front of you. It doesn't matter how much. A whole meal or a single piece of fruit. So pause the track to get that ready if you need to. Sitting somewhere you won't be disturbed. On a cushion or a straight back chair. Comfortable, but upright and alert. We'll start by settling down. So closing your eyes, if that feels comfortable, and feeling your feet touching the floor. Feeling the weight of the body resting on the seat and the spine rising upwards. Strong back, soft chest. Placing your hands on the abdomen and feeling it moving as you breathe in and out. And taking a slightly deeper breath. Feeling the muscles letting go as you breathe out. Keeping the hands on the tummy or placing them in the lap. And feeling the gentle rise and fall of your belly with the breath. Feeling the whole body resting on the seat and acknowledging any tensions or tightness, letting the breath flow in to those areas. And taking time to notice how you are, seeing thoughts bubble up and then letting them go. Bringing your attention back to the body. And just asking how you're feeling. Is the weather inside bright and sunny? Gloomy and overcast? A bit foggy? Just noticing, however it is. Now opening our eyes and taking in the food that's in front of us. The colours, shapes, textures. And noticing if you feel an impulse to eat. How strong is it? Very slight? Or an urge to eat it right now? Closing your eyes for a moment and asking yourself if a part of the body is affected. Is there some change in the mouth, the belly, or the heart? Now opening your eyes again and using the sense of smell. Bending down towards the food and breathing in the smell. Moving away, then back to smell it again. Savoring it. Now, checking how you're responding. Is it pleasant? How strong is the wish to eat it? How does that express itself? If there's no response, noticing that as well. Now we'll tune in to the body's responses again, either while you're looking at the food or closing your eyes to tune in to the body. Noticing how your body feels. any changes in the mouth, the belly, the heart. Again, noticing any impulse to eat and where that shows up in the body. And taking a breath, pausing. How about your thoughts? Sitting there with the food before you, can you notice what your mind's saying? Thoughts like, I should eat this, or I mustn't eat this. The messages in our minds that influence us without our knowing. Taking a breath and connecting with our hearts, our emotional experience. What feelings do you notice in relation to this food? A wish for comfort? Feeling of frustration? Just noticing the feelings, whatever they are. Feeling the breath in the chest and the heart region. And breathing with a sense of gentleness and kindness. If you want, you can pause the track now and eat the food, eating it slowly with appreciation. Now closing the eyes, letting the attention settle on the breath. Feeling the weight of the body on the seat. Feeling the breath filling the body. And saying to yourself, may my body be at ease. Breathing. And saying it again. May my body be at ease. Open to the effect of the phrase as you breathe and gently drop it into your experience, like dropping a pebble into a pool. Maybe there's a response, maybe there's none. Breathing, resting, as the breath flows in and flows out. Just resting in this moment, this space. Enjoying any sense of warmth, stillness, wholeness. And taking a moment to absorb what's happened. Feeling our feet on the floor. Feeling the breath flowing in and flowing out. Settling. Absorbing. Mindfully investigating how we respond to food is an alternative to mindless or comfort eating. Pausing before we eat, let's just check what's motivating us. Are we hungry? Or do we really want stimulation or comfort? Then we can hear the wise voice that can guide us in choosing whether we'll act on an impulse to eat or find another way to feel satisfied. Now, gently broadening your awareness, becoming aware of the room, noticing sounds, sensing the light. When you're ready, moving a little in a way that feels right for you. Maybe rolling your shoulders or stretching your arms. and making a gentle transition as we move into the realm of activity.